save your jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Hey, end of October, there'll be a new addition to our family. Em, I think, is 32 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, it well, gets like that.
About that.
Where does
yeah,
it?
It does.
Oh. If I say 32 plus 8 weeks from now, where does that land me?
Yeah, around October.
So maybe, like, end
of October
excited.
Thereabouts, yeah.
Somewhere in there. Now, Pete, obviously it comes to a time, Jules, and we're just talking off air then, that you've got your names tucked away ready for
yes,
kids.
Yes, I do.
You've done the hard part.
Man,
you've
I've
got
had
the
them for about 10 years.
We got the name ready, so
I
that's,
do.
That's it. You're nearly there. Almost there. Pete, how did you decide on your names?
First one, so Mila Sage is our eldest, and Isabella Evie is our youngest.
Yeah.
Now, Mila, we had Mila, but it was, you know, long story short, there was a very good chance that we wouldn't have been able to actually conceive and have kids.
Yeah.
A little while ago, and as it turned out, we managed to have Mila naturally, and the origin and name of Mila for Italian is miracle.
Yeah. Okay.
So okay.
That's how we got Mila, and then Isabella. Was literally, poor thing, 2 days we didn't have a name for her. We didn't know what we were going to call her.
Yeah.
And then we tossed a couple of names around and then we landed on Isabella and it just seemed to fit. So we just ran with it.
And you ran with it. There you go. Well, Ted was more Em's decision than mine. I obviously liked it, or Theodore, but Ted. So that was probably, I wouldn't say 50-50. I'd say...
Theodore Ellis. What a strong name.
I'd say 60-40.
Okay.
M's way in terms of preference of who got the name.
Yeah.
This time we've come to an agreement.
Ooh.
Girl.
Yeah.
I get to name her.
Oh, no. No.
Boy. M gets to name the boy.
Now, is there anywhere in that agreement where there are takebacks? Because does she know what girls' names you have chosen for? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
And she's agreed to it.
So M's boy's name. I like it. It's another name that can be shortened to something else.
Okay, like a nickname. Yeah.
Perfect. Like it. Love it. The girl's name I've selected, I text Em every day.
Why?
I like this name.
Right. And what does she say?
No.
Every time?
So every day, I like this name. Yeah. Oh, I love this name. I love this name. And now I'm starting to write it on bits of paper and leave it around home. And stuff.
But the same name?
Same name. So I'm trying to just break her, you know, like where she just, you know, falls into sort of submissive state.
And says, she's not going to let you name her daughter a name that she hates.
Well, she is. She's finally come around.
What?
And you know how a woodpecker, think of a woodpecker pecking away at a bit of wood.
Yeah.
It doesn't break early, does it?
No, it doesn't.
You just chip away. Well, I've got this name over the line and I don't actually know a girl who has this name.
What is it? Are you going to tell us?
Nah.
What? You're not going to tell us?
I'm not. It's like a rare boy's name.
rare boy's name as a girl's name.
Yeah.
Charlie. What's it? Okay. Harry.
No.
Is it like a typical guy's name that you just... Okay.
No, I know two boys called this.
Okay.
So anyway, it's over the line.
Cody.
No, not Cody.
Chad.
How did you guess? And she's going to be a stripper.
Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.